Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a dark, old-school style bass wobble in Ableton Live 12, the kind of movement that sits really nicely under jungle breaks and early drum and bass energy. Now, this is not about making a massive modern festival wobble. We want something tighter, dirtier, and more focused. Think 90s-inspired darkness, a bass that feels like it's breathing with the break, answering the snare, and creating tension without muddying the low end. Let's jump in. First, create a new MIDI track and load operator, or wave editable if you prefer a slightly easier visual start. For beginners, operator is a great choice because it can handle the sub and the character really well with simple settings. Start with a single long note, maybe one bar long, so you can clearly hear the wobble as we build it. If you're working around 170 BPM, that gives you a nice DNB pace where the movement feels rhythmic, not sluggish. Here's the big idea. In drum and bass, especially jungle and darker rollers, it's usually better to split the bass into two jobs. One layer handles the sub, and another layer handles the wobble and grit. That separation keeps the bottom end clean and gives you way more control. So make two MIDI tracks. On the first track, load operator and use a sine wave. This is your sub. Keep it simple, centered, and mono. Don't overprocess it. Don't distort it yet. Just let it hold the foundation. A clean sub is what makes the whole thing feel solid. On the second track, load another operator or wave editable. This is your mid-bass layer, the part that will actually wobble and carry the personality. Use a saw, square, or pulse-style sound, something with a bit of harmonic content so the filter movement has something to work with. Now let's create the wobble. After the synth on the mid-bass track, add auto-filter. Set it to low-pass mode. Start with the cutoff frequency fairly low, somewhere in the 150 to 400 Hz range, depending on the note and the tone. Add a little drive, maybe around 10 to 30%, and keep resonance modest. We want dark and controlled, not squealy or flashy. Then turn on the LFO inside auto filter. Set it to a synced rate like 1/8 or 1/4. If you want that classic old school pulse, 1/8 is a great place to start. If you want something heavier and more dragging, 1/4 can feel really menacing. Adjust the amount until the filter clearly opens and closes, but not so much that it becomes too extreme. A really useful mindset here is to think of the filter as a rhythm part, not just a sound effect. In jungle and DNB, movement like this often replaces extra note activity. The bassline doesn't need to be busy if the tone is doing the work. Next, let's shape the phrase. This is where a lot of beginners miss the magic. The wobble is not just about sound design. It's about note length and space. A bassline in this style should feel like it's speaking in short sentences, not just holding one endless tone. Try this simple approach. Hold a root note for one bar, then leave a small gap, then answer with a shorter note, then leave space again. Think in two-bar or four-bar phrases. That call and response feel is super important in old-school DNB because it lets the drums breathe and makes the bass hit harder when it comes back in. You can also vary note lengths across the loop. Let one note ring longer, then make the next one shorter and tighter. A little silence can feel heavier than constant movement. That's a very jungle thing. Now let's add some grit. After auto filter on the mid bass, add saturator. Start gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip turned on. This gives the bass some harmonics and helps it cut through a breakbeat without needing to be super loud. If it starts sounding too bright or too harsh, follow saturator with EQ8. You can trim some of the upper mids if needed, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and if the sound gets too modern or shiny, you can tame the top end a little more. For this style, we want rough, not glossy. Now let's clean up the low end. Put EQ8 on the mid bass and high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. The exact point depends on the sound, but the goal is simple. Keep the sub layer clean and let the mid-bass do its thing above it. This prevents the low end from turning into a muddy mess. And if you want a little extra stability on the bass group, you can use glue compressor very lightly. Just a touch, enough to steady the movement, not crush it. In drum and bass, especially beginner setups, less compression is usually better than more. Now we get into the fun part. Automation. A wobble bass gets way more musical when the movement changes over time. So in arrangement view, automate the filter frequency so it opens gradually across a few bars or closes right before a drop. You can also slightly increase resonance before a phrase change, or make the wobble rate go from 1/8 to 1/16 for a more urgent moment. This is where that pull feeling really comes alive. The bass leans forward, then pulls back. It feels like it's reacting to the drums. That's exactly the kind of tension you want in darker jungle and roller music. Here's a simple arrangement idea you can try. Keep bars 1 to 4 darker and more filtered. Open the filter a bit in bars 5 and 6. Make the movement a little more active in bar 7. Then close it down or stop it suddenly in bar 8 so the next section hits harder. Very effective. Very old school. Very drum and bass. Now here's a super useful Ableton move. Resample your bass. Create a new audio track. Set the input to resampling or route it from the bass group, and record 4 or 8 bars of your wobble. Once it's audio, you can chop it like a breakbeat. You can cut out the strongest hits, leave little gaps before the snare, reverse tiny sections, or add fades for smoother transitions. This is a classic trick, because it turns your bass from a fixed loop into performance material. That's how you get a lot of that chopped, edited jungle feel. Now test it with drums. Put the bass under a breakbeat or drum loop, ideally something with a snare on the backbeat and some ghost notes in between. Listen carefully. Does the bass fight the kick? Is it masking the snare? Is the wobble too wide, too bright, or too constant? If the drums feel buried, shorten the notes a bit or reduce the drive. If the bass feels weak, open the filter slightly or add just a little more saturation. Always tweak in context. In DNB, the groove lives in the interaction between bass and break, not in the bass alone. One more nice touch. Add a subtle FX move on the end of a phrase. You can send a little of the mid bass to reverb or echo, but keep it dark and restrained. A good beginner trick is to duplicate the final bass note, send it into a short reverb, and automate the send so it smears into the next section. Just a little. Enough to create atmosphere without turning the low end into soup. A few things to watch out for. Don't make the wobble too wide in stereo. Keep the sub mono, and keep the mid bass centered or only slightly wide. Don't overdo resonance, or the filter can start to whistle and get harsh. Don't let the mid bass sit too low. High pass it so the sub stays in control. And don't make every note the same length. That's one of the fastest ways to make the line feel lifeless. Variation and space are what make this style work. If you want a darker feel, try slower wobble rates like 1/4 or even a dotted sync feel. You can also try a tiny bit of noise in the synth for texture, or resample the result and chop it up into something more rhythmic. That's where the sound starts to feel more authentic and less like a straight synth loop. So, to recap, build your bass in two layers, a clean mono sub and mid-bass layer with movement. Use auto filter for the wobble. Shape the phrasing with note lengths and silence. Add light saturation for grit. High pass the mid-bass so the sub stays clean. Automate the filter for tension. And resample the bass if you want that chop jungle style workflow. If you've got a breakbeat looping underneath, spend a few minutes just listening and adjusting. Tiny changes can make a huge difference in this style. For your practice challenge, make a 4-bar dark wobble loop in C minor, D minor, or F minor. Keep it simple. Build the sub, add the wobble, add a little drive, high pass the mid bass, and automate one filter opening and one drive increase. Then resample it and cut one little transition fill out of the audio. That's it. You've just built the foundation for a dark, old-school-inspired DNB bass wobble in Ableton Live 12. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and let the breakbeat breathe.